astrology lives in another world than it did even just a few years ago, although not too many astrologers have caught up with this new world. The new world began, really, in 1781, all the controversy and fuss that is pretty much still happening in the astrological community goes back to 1781 with the discovery of Uranus, which was the first planet discovered beyond the traditional seven bodies of antiquity, right? Those were everything that we could see that went out to Saturn. And Uranus was the first object discovered and cataloged beyond the orbit of Saturn, 1781. 1801, 20 years later, another planet is discovered, and that is called Ceres. And this became the first asteroid, but at the time of its discovery was believed and named and cataloged as a planet. Later, a new category of object was created. So this is the second discovery, Ceres, and the first of a minor planet. By 1977, there were 2,060 minor planets. Chiron, discovered November 1st, 77, got the designation 2060, right? So of those, many were asteroids. Chiron may have been the first minor planet discovered that was not an asteroid. Chiron is not an asteroid. And so we're up to 2060. By 1992, when the second Centaur planet, Pholus, is discovered, the one, by the way, for which the Centaur class was designated, we are up to 5,145 minor planets. So Pholus is 5145 Pholus. So just in that short period of 15 years, the minor planet tally went up by 2.5 times. So 92. 8 years later, 2000, Varuna is discovered. Many things discovered in between, obviously. Varuna is given minor planet number 20,000. So now between 1992 and 2000, the number has quadrupled. It gets better still. 2 years later, in 2002, a planet called KOR, spelled Q-U-A-O-A-R, K-O-R, is given minor planet designation number 50,000. So between 2000 and 2002, an additional 30,000 minor planets were cataloged. Were not all discovered in that time, but cataloged. As of now, when the CD is being recorded in the fall of 2003, there are, drumroll please, a grand total of 225,000 known objects orbiting our sun. Of those, 69,229 have catalog numbers. That's up 19,000 from 2002. And of those, 10,889 bear names. Now, what does this all mean? What does this all mean anyway, right? What it means is that things are changing very quickly in astrology. Astrology being a map of consciousness, this means that things are changing very quickly in the sphere of human consciousness and evolution. Astrology is a model of consciousness. It's a map of mental, spiritual, and emotional reality. And what we are seeing, first of all, is that that map is becoming increasingly complicated. And as these planets are discovered and named, they're named after gods who come from many different ancient cultures, a wide variety of ancient cultures. And so we're seeing a pattern of more and more old mythologies being dug up out of basically out of nowhere as these planets become named. The other thing that we're seeing is a world that is getting more complicated. And we know that it's getting more complicated. We live in this complication. We live in a time of enormous change, and change means stress. And much of the stress we deal with is the world growing more complicated and human needs remaining relatively simple. Another thing that we see is that as these planets are identified and they are given names, and then the names and the planets are put together with certain psychological properties, what we are seeing are patterns within the psyche and patterns within the culture that are getting names. They're getting identifications. They're getting conceptual clothing put around them so we can see them. It's as if they're invisible until we give them names and get an understanding of what they're about through a process of identification and observing the patterns. And some of these are tremendously interesting, and we'll be going through just a few of these. Obviously, you know, in a 70-minute CD, I can't cover 69,000 planets, although we could try, starting with Minor Planet Number 1 series. That involves food and cereal, a very big issue in the world right now. Okay, let's just catch up with the news from 2003 about the naming of minor planets. In early 2003, there were two names announced by the International Astronomical Union. The first was for a trans-Neptunian called Huya, and the second was for a centaur called Pelion. Pelion's interesting because it was named for the first time not after a centaur or the friend of a centaur, in the case of Kariklo, Chiron's wife, a nymph, but rather for a geographic feature in Greece, the mountain where Chiron lived, Pelion. Pelion has an orbit about the same length as Uranus, about 84 years, and it in these current centuries, it is always near Uranus, currently in Pisces. Huya is another really interesting story. Huya involves the rites and rituals of the dead, and perhaps we'll come back to that a little bit later on. Shortly after the naming of Pelion and Huya, there were an additional five names announced. This was an unusual number of names for centaurs or trans-Neptunians by any measure, and the five additional ones that were discovered, named rather, try again. To have this many planets named, that would be seven planets named in a year, is a rather large number to have by any standard. And the additional five that were announced in, that would be in June, were Ocheiro, Cerylus, Elatus, and Therius. These were centaurs. And Deucalion, that is a trans-Neptunian object. Centaurs pretty much operate inside the orbit of Neptune, and the trans-Neptunians are outside the orbit of Neptune. This brings to a total of 11 those planets that have names in the centaur class, and there's about 40 others in the centaur class, and there's about, at this point, seven planets beyond Pluto that have names, and some of them factor prominently into the astrology of 2004.